MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Marlon Wayans.
And it's my last night hosting the show. But like I always say, don't cry because it's over. Smile because you was high all week. Or maybe that was just me. Anyway, we got a great show for you tonight. So, hey, let's get into the headlines. Well, sadly, it's my last day hosting The Daily Show. And I almost got through the whole week. Yes, and I almost got through the whole entire week without talking about racist cops. But guess what we're gonna talk about today? Racist cops! After the Louisville police killed Breonna Taylor, the Justice Department launched an investigation into whether they discriminated against black people. And after 2 years, guess what they found?
The results this morning from the U.S. Justice Department aren't flattering at all to Louisville police.
The report concludes that the unit's activities were part of an overall enforcement approach that resulted in significant and unlawful racial disparities.
Federal authorities found that police in the city were 4 to 5 times more likely to stop black drivers than white ones for the same traffic violations, 5 times more likely to charge black people for loitering or disorderly conduct, and more likely to stop and search black Americans for the same behaviors.
That's right. The DOJ launched a 2-year investigation to find out something every black person already knew. The police discriminate against black people. What else do you guys find out? Nick Cannon doesn't use condoms? Out of that, he has really terrible pull-out game. The black woman behind Merrill Garland was like, I could have told you that, Merrick. I can't believe you flew me out to Louisville for this bullshit. Next time, just ask me, damn it. But none of this is unique to Louisville. Every time the Justice Department investigates a police department, the conclusion is they're racist. Just once, I'd love to have them hold a press conference like this. After a 2-year investigation into police department, we have found shocking levels of tolerance. Officers was 5 times more likely to high-five a black person than a white person. And some white officers was caught in text messages discussing the works of James Baldwin. It's a tough day for America. Let's move on to Tennessee. Here's another surprise you probably saw coming a mile away. An anti-gay Republican just got caught in a thirst trap.
Our top story this morning, Tennessee's lieutenant governor is receiving criticism after making several comments on nearly naked photos of a 20-year-old gay man with his blue-checked government account.
Over the last 3 years, the lieutenant governor has been regularly commenting on these extremely racy pictures of an influencer. Everything from typing out fire emojis where the male user had posted his backside to commenting that he has, quote, a super look and that he loves his content. Here's what his press team had to say. Trying to apply something sinister or inappropriate about a great-grandfather's use of social media says more about the mind of the left-wing operative making the implication than it does about Randy McNally. Does he always use the proper emoji at the proper time? Maybe not, but he enjoys interacting with constituents and Tennesseans of all religions, backgrounds, and orientations on social media, adding he has no intention of stopping.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet he has no intention of stopping. I don't like to stop while I'm jerking either. I love his excuse, though. His excuse is he's a great grandfather. That doesn't make it better. The worst part is, you know, he probably called his grandson in to teach him how to use Instagram. Hey, Blakey, Grandpa wants to tell this hot young twink that he could ride my face like a unicycle. What emoji should Pa use? And finally, cars in Maine are getting a little bit more boring today.
A vegan in Maine whose custom license plate contains the word tofu is one of the drivers caught up in the state crackdown on vulgar vanity plates. This is apparently the plate in question. It says, love tofu. But the state thinks it could be seen as an inappropriate reference.
I love to F you? Are we sure that car doesn't belong to the Lieutenant Governor of Tennessee?
Oh, Paul. Paul.
I say let the man have his license plate. How are you gonna punish a vegan? Isn't there diet punishment enough already? For more on this story, we turn to Michael Costa. Michael. What do you think of Maine's crackdown on vanity license plates?
It's ridiculous. You know, this is more unfair than when I was kicked out of high school for cutting class. You know, students can do it, but substitute teachers can't? I mean, double standard much, Marla?
You know, I think Maine is just trying to make sure that license plates aren't obscene.
Okay, but they're going too far. I mean, they reject all kinds of completely innocent plates just because their minds are in the gutter? And I'm speaking from personal experience here, okay? As you'd expect, I summer in Maine, and just take a look at some of my plates that were rejected for no reason. I'm not a vegan, so I'm not about to have love tofu, but that's why I went with this, okay? Yeah, I'm a chicken guy. White meat, dark meat. I love it all. Put it in my mouth.
Michael, yeah. I gotta be honest, that sounds like you're trolling for sex.
Boy, you know, you sound just like the guys down at the truck stop, you know? You're seeing messages that just aren't here. Like, can you believe they also said no to this one about my love of NASCAR? I mean, look, I'm Mr. Race. But no, that one actually landed me on some kind of list. Can you believe that? I did get a shout out from Tucker Carlson, though. Apparently, this is also the name of his boat.
That one makes me want to punch you in your face. Oh.
So you're not an NASCAR fan. I get it. Okay. But if that upsets you, just wait until you see the one that the Maine Bureau of Motor Vehicles sent me. Look at this.
Oh, but that's just a regular plate.
What are you talking about, dude? L2EFDP? Love to eat fat donkey puss? I mean, this is obscene, Marlon. I have a family.
I think you're overreacting, okay? What plate did you wind up with?
Well, we're still going back and forth, but I'm hoping that this is the one that they'll accept.
Okay, so... ass plate, you mean like assisting on basketball plays?
No, it's ass plate. I'm expressing my love for ass plate. I love the ass, Marlon.
I like a little twiddle myself. Okay, let's leave it right there, Michael. When we come back, I'll tell you how to save the kids. Don't go away.
This is pretty clear, isn't it?
You got the ticker, ticker, ticker?
This episode is made possible by PwC. It's getting hot out here. Moving the mercury can help move your business. PwC helps turn sustainability theory into real-world action. Reduce your carbon footprint while increasing transparency in net zero commitments. Start with reporting to identify your climate risks and reinvent your business. Create a more sustainable business and a stronger planet. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. Now, we all know there's a lot of problems with American schools. Low test scores, nasty-ass school lunch, no privacy when you're trying to finger bang in the stairwell. But there's one issue that doesn't get as much attention.
There has been an increased demand for after-school programs throughout the pandemic.
The only problem is they don't have the staff to handle it.
After-school programs have been inundated across the country, but a lack of funding plus staffing shortages have made the crush of students impossible to keep up with 85% of these programs fearing being able to keep up with the demand.
We haven't had wait lists like this before. So we have needed to cap our enrollment.
For every child participating in after school in New York, four are waiting for an available program. That's more than 1.6 million children. In 2020, more than 340,000 children were alone and unsupervised between the hours of 3 and 6 p.m.
That's right. Just in New York alone, 340,000 kids are alone and unsupervised every afternoon. Now, if you care about kids, that's terrible news. Unless you're a pedophile. Then it's like the best news you ever heard. You're like, woo! That's like hearing this windowless vans went on sale. But there's a great solution for this. After-school programs. And I'll tell you why on another installment of Long Story Short. The first benefit of after-school programs should be obvious. They give kids a place to go after school. It's right there in the name. Come on, keep up, stupid. It's true. Kids need to stay busy, especially teens. If they don't have something to do, they're gonna find something to do. That's why juvenile crime peaks between 2 and 6 every day. But kids in after-school programs are less likely to drink, do drugs, or join a gang. Because kids get tired pretty quickly. They only got enough energy for either a carjacking or a dance recital. It can't do both. Kids aren't the only one who benefit, because for every dollar spent on an after-school program, the state gets nearly $7 back in potential benefits thanks to lower teenage pregnancy, substance abuse, and crime. Now, that doesn't mean that every kid in the after-school program is never gonna commit a crime. But if a kid stays off the streets and makes it to college, then someday he can commit a white-collar crime. That's the dream! But the impact goes far beyond keeping kids busy. They also help kids succeed in school. After-school programs are linked to higher grades, attendance, and graduation rates. The only thing better than that is bribing your kid's teacher. Take it from me, that shit could get expensive. Sean. They also expose kids to new interests, music, art, language. There's no limit to the ways after-school programs can broaden your horizons. And I mean, no limit.
Parents in Southeast Virginia voicing outrage over a proposal to add an after-school Satan club to a local public elementary school that teaches pre-K through second grade. The national director for the Satan club defended the idea.
We don't try to indoctrinate them into Satanism. We just want to offer a place that's, you know, fun, you know, exciting, free from any sort of threats of eternal damnation.
How come that bitch didn't blink? Yes, they even have a Satanism club. You know, there's some parents who are like, oh my God, that's horrible. But is it free, though? So it's clear that after-school programs are hugely beneficial. The problem is, they just don't get a lot of money. The federal government is barely funding these programs, and state governments aren't doing much better. But it is possible because California did it. In fact, for the past 20 years, California has outspent all the other 49 states combined on after-school programs, which is messed up because California actually has shit to do after school. I mean, seriously, like, compare that to South Dakota. There ain't shit to do in South Dakota. Kids can only look at Mount Rushmore for so long before they're like, all right, it's time to do some meth. But the reason California spends so much on after-school programs is thanks to the work of one very kind, dedicated kindergarten teacher.
In 2002, Arnold Schwarzenegger was almost single-handedly responsible for California's passage of Prop 49, which made after-school funding mandatory. Even today, the former governor raises money for after-school programs with fun charity events, like crushing things with his tank.
I'm inviting you personally to Los Angeles to crush things in my tank with me. Let's crush a taxi cab. Let's crush a piano. This will benefit the after-school all-stars.
So what are you waiting for?
Let's go around and crush things with that tank.
Who knew that big buff mother loved kids?
Ah, save the children.
We gotta get more celebrities to turn their obsessions into charity. Tom Cruise, start jumping out of airplanes to save baby seals. Snoop Dogg, smoke weed for global warming, baby. Leonardo DiCaprio. Well, if you've seen his girlfriends, he's already running an after-school program. I'm sorry, Leo. They made me say it. Please let me in your parties. Now, as awesome as this is, our after-school program shouldn't depend on whether anyone wants to hang out with Arnold Schwarzenegger. We need to find a more reliable way to fund these programs because they're important to underprivileged kids. And I know what I'm talking about because after-school programs was important to me. That's why I'm talking about this shit. I grew up in the projects in New York City. And there was 10 of us in our household, 10 Wayans kids. And thanks God we had after-school programs. It exposed us to the arts. Imagine if all that energy and work ethic was directed towards slinging drugs. I'm not saying we'd be the Wayans cartel. But we would have got a lot of motherfuckers high. Now listen, it changed our life, and not just for our family, but for a lot of kids in the after-school programs, it did well. But for those who stays on the streets, not so much. See, it makes all the difference to be in a place that keeps you busy, keeps you fed, keeps you protected. Even from the bullies, all the bullies who say, 3 o'clock, I'ma kick your ass. You're like, so what, nigga? I'm here till 6, so. The bully has to join the drama program just to find you. I'ma kick your ass after rehearsal, Marlon. But first, let's read this sonnet from Hamlet. So long story short, we need to make funding after-school programs a national priority. It literally benefits everyone, the kids, the community, and especially you. Because if I didn't have after-school programs, you could have been robbed by Wayans. And there's a lot of us. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, my bro Omar Epps will be joining me on the show. So don't go away.
Need an easy button to feed your baby? Baby Bretza's Formula Pro Advanced makes a perfectly mixed warm formula bottle automatically at the push of a button. No air bubbles, no fuss. Literally, choose your temp, select your ounces, push start, and you're done. Works with virtually all formulas and bottles.
Say goodbye to the 3 a.m. feeding chaos and hello to this revolutionary stress-free solution. Raising a baby is hard enough. Let Baby Brezza make feeding a breeze. Get your Formula Pro Advanced at babybrezza.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotika.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is actor, producer, and author, and he just so happens to be my best friend in the world. His new book is called Nubia, The Awakening. Please welcome my brother, Omar Epps. Looking good, brother.
I mean, it's a little weird because we grew up together. We've known each other since we were like 11 years old.
I know Omar. What do you mean? High school. I've known him since high school. And when we first met, Omar in high school, he used to carry around this little blue ball. He was skinny, had a big ass head and shoulders. But he looked like an arrow, but you could just put him in the thing and sling him. And he had a big ass head and he had this little blue ball and he would just bounce it all around. And all I could think was, I want to kick his ass.
For no good reason, because the thing was, you remember Rocky, the first movies? He had the blue ball. So that was my thing. I was like drinking raw eggs and bouncing the blue ball like Rocky. And so I thought I could kick somebody's ass. And plus, in the cafeteria, I used to chill with all the girls, you know what I'm saying? And so Marlon was jealous.
I wasn't jealous. I just thought he thought I was gay. You know what I'm saying? You got a little blue ball, you know what I'm saying? He double dutching. I'm like, something up. But then I found out that you had a devious plan. Your plot was to hang around the girls and be the friendly guy, and you be friends over time and wear them down. You ain't shit.
No, I mean, you know, hey, persistence, it works. You know, you gotta have resilience.
We actually didn't like each other until we almost fought. And we was in the lock one, and then we got each other in the headlock.
Yeah, we got to the stalemate.
Yeah, and
we were stuck.
No, because we had the same technique. I remember I had you like this, and you was digging this part of your wrist into my jaw, and I was digging that into your head, and you was like, yo, we got the same technique. We should join forces. Yeah.
You know what's funny is it's the truth. That's what makes it funny. We literally got stuck and then we got cool after that. And yeah. We've been thick as thieves ever since then.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah. We had some good stuff. What people don't know about Omar is like, you're a really funny dude. You're actually one of the funniest dudes I know. I mean, you ain't never did a comedy. I want you to do more comedy.
I know.
But what they don't know about me is that I can act. So we both have the same skill set. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But see, Omar's not a comedian, so they don't expect it from you. So, you know, I can say anything. You say the same thing, and you get slapped. I get laughs.
Because you light-skinned. We've been going through this since high school. We both say the same thing. People get offended when I say it. I'm like, what? He just said the same thing.
Oh, so you go, oh, he's a different color black.
Mm. Yeah.
What's, like, your most monumental moment in our friendship?
In our friendship?
Yeah, like, what do you remember?
Oh,
like,
man, there have been so many. I mean, the birth of your kids and, you know, obviously, God bless Mama Love's passing. And just us growing up, man, just being innocent kids in the city. I remember we used to be like, all right, let's not take the train or the bus. Let's walk.
you know, down from 66 in Amsterdam and walk for 40 blocks and, you know, maybe meet a girl, get a number, get a slice of pizza.
Those are really sweet memories. All my memories is like, I remember when you fell asleep and Omar sleep with his eyes open like this.
Yeah.
And me, him, and Tupac Shakur was hanging out because y'all did Juice together.
Oh, my goodness.
And Omar sleeping
like
this. Oh,
you really bring this up?
And what people don't know about Pac is like he was a funny dude.
He was a funny dude.
So Omar sleeping like that, and Omar and Pac went and took his balls and put them out and put them right near Omar's mouth, so it looked like Omar's like there. I remember one time.
Why did you just do that?
I don't know. Because you're talking about all these sad memories. My love passing. And, you know, I remember the baby's born and the umbilical cord and the shape of it.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, nigga, where's the jokes? Come on now. We had some good times.
I was mad at Pac for that, though. I was super mad. Like, yo, son, you really gonna do that?
Yeah, but you always get mad. You gotta work on that. You got anger issues, man.
I don't have anger. If somebody take their nuts out next to your mouth while you sleep, like that. That would have went viral right now. This is when we used to take Polaroids.
You should have just woke up like that, bop, and just hit him one time.
I was asleep.
And it was just did like this, like a speed bag. The funny thing, you know, kids, you get mad a lot. Remember one time, okay,
I don't even know what's gonna happen right now.
Okay, one time, like, we was in. Remember when you got caught stealing the orange strawberry
bananas? Oh, goodness. Are you still gonna? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so
go
we
ahead,
go ahead. To the supermarket. Omar was a shoplifter, and I didn't know this. I found out he was a shoplifter, and we went to the store.
It was a store on 42nd Street.
Yeah.
Me, you, and Mitch went, and, you know, I felt like I should be, you know,
This was at the time when Do the Right Thing was out.
Yeah.
And the man said, we get to the counter, and Omar's, and I go pay for my chips, and Omar's at the counter, and the guy goes, what about the juice in your pocket?
And I said, what juice?
And the guy goes, the juice right in your
and
pocket.
And Marlon goes, yeah, what juice?
No,
and they turned it to Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, like, we was like, man, you doing it because we black.
Yeah.
You doing it because he dark skinned. You ain't mess with me because I'm light skinned. The dark skinned brother, because he's a different color dark black, you going to blame him. And then the guy's going
right
there.
Meanwhile, I'm sweating bricks because I got the juice in my pocket.
And Omar goes in his pocket. He don't pull out a juice. It wasn't like a little juice. He pulled out like a 96-ounce bottle of juice. And I saw this, and I immediately went, oh, my God. I'm telling everybody. I left the store. The next day, Omar came to school. I laughed so hard. The next day, Omar came to school. And everybody kept walking up to him. There was like a crack. He was on the escalator. And all he heard was,
my
Omar
goodness.
Got caught stealing. Omar got caught stealing. Omar got caught stealing. Orange strawberry banana juice. You were so mad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That actually happened.
We went to performing arts. Shout out to LaGuardia High School.
Shout out.
What was your favorite role of all the movies? Because you've done a lot of great work. Like,
yeah.
I remember, like, your whole career. I remember, like, man, there was this one role you did, Higher Learning.
Yeah.
I remember I watched that movie, and your ending scene was so powerful. I was sitting there in awe. I was speechless. And at the end of the movie, he's just walking away. And I said, in my head, I said, bro, you walking toward $1 million right now.
I remember you actually
happened.
Saying
that. You got $1 million for your next movie. And I was just so proud because I was like, damn, I ain't treating for shit no more.
Thank you.
What was your favorite role?
You know what, yo, I always look at it like I feel like each role is a piece of a mosaic that's a bigger thing. That will be done once it's said and done once my time on this earth is done. So I don't have a favorite role. I pour the same amount into every role that I pour into the next one. And for me, but as you know, there's nothing like the first.
Right.
You know, that first role is just like, oh.
You know what's crazy is as you was telling me that, I was sitting there going, where the did you learn the word mosaic? What? What are you talking about? No, but you're an author now, man. This made me so proud of you. This book, I was like, this is the dude that cut every class, is writing books.
Yeah.
I couldn't even read your notes that you passed to me in class. They were in some graffiti or weird language, but man, I'm so proud of you. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, I just, it's a coming of age book about these three teens. It takes place in 2098. And I just was imagining, what's the world gonna look like? Like, what's society gonna look like? And more importantly, like for me, because we're born and raised in New York, what's New York gonna look like, you know, to those kids? And I just started dissecting it and breaking it down and really trying to look through the eyes of a budding mind. You know, because I'm really, you know, my mother was an educator.
Right.
So I'm really into speaking to kids, at different schools and things of that nature, and offer what I can. And this is my offering in that way of, hey, climate change has happened. It's about classism. It's about sexism. It's about, you know, racism is still in there. All the isms. And then how do we, you know, spin that on its head? Because it's really about these kids who are like trying to figure themselves out. Cause you know, that 14, 15 year old stage is an awkward part of life. Right. Like just for anyone.
Right.
So it doesn't matter where you come from. You could be from Arkansas, Nebraska, or you could be from an urban space like Chicago or New York or Atlanta or whatever. And I believe that there's something in there for every kid to take away. Cause it's also about escapism, to give them something to like, get them through the next day, you know?
I read the book, and it's amazing, and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
I swear, it wasn't until that explanation you just gave me, I thought you cheated off somebody to write this book, but now I know. you know them big words. I love you, my brother. You guys, go get the book. It's on Amazon right now.
It's on Amazon.
Give it up for my brother, Omar Epps. Book The Awakening, now available. Okay, we're gonna take a quick break, but after this, we'll be right back.
Need an easy button to feed your baby? Baby Bretza's Formula Pro Advanced makes a perfectly mixed warm formula bottle automatically at the push of a button. No air bubbles, no fuss. Literally, choose your temp, select your ounces, push start, and you're done. Works with virtually all formulas and bottles. Say goodbye to the 3 a.m. feeding chaos and hello to this revolutionary stress-free solution. Raising a baby is hard enough. Let Baby Bretza make feeding a breeze. Get your Formula Pro Advanced at babybretza.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
That wraps up my week at The Daily Show. But stay tuned, because the next host is my boy, Cal Penn. If you want to see more of me, you can watch my special, God Loves Me, on HBO Max. Or you can catch me on tour. You can buy tickets at the link below. I'll be in Boston, Medford, at the Chevalier Theater on Saturday.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Need an easy button to feed your baby? Baby Bretza's Formula Pro Advanced makes a perfectly mixed warm formula bottle automatically at the push of a button. No air bubbles, no fuss. Literally, choose your temp, select your ounces, push start, and you're done. Works with virtually all formulas and bottles. Say goodbye to the 3 a.m. feeding chaos and hello to this revolutionary stress-free solution. Raising a baby is hard enough. Let Baby Bretza make feeding a breeze. Get your Formula Pro Advanced at babybretza.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.